trying to alleviate pain and make things better. That's the philosophy here on the Doug Steffen Good Day program. And hopefully this will be a good day. Tomorrow will be a better day. The day after that will be the best day. It's one of the jobs here, I believe one of my jobs and one of our jobs, is to let you know what's good. You know how I feel about government. I'm just so sick of it. And most of you are, if not in agreement totally with me, you're well on the way to becoming just tired. And so when I come up with information or give you examples of how we've lost control, we've lost sight of what the American dream is all about, there are people who they'll hear my comments that are general, like some of the things I say about the police. We need better police, better trained, better paid, et cetera, and fewer of them. Okay, that's something they hear from me. We all hear, and it's maybe some who've heard it before. It's in one ear and out the other. But when there are specific examples of how you are losing your freedom, how you are losing your traction, you know it, you feel it, you sense it, but yet you don't really have a good example for conversation or to hold on to. So over the next few minutes, I'm going to give you something to think about. Actually, we've spoken to this lady before. I've actually met Kristen Canty, and the last time I think I saw her, she was buying milk in my store, my dairy store. She lives in Concord, Massachusetts, is the director and producer of a film that's now being seen, it's being screened around the country. The film is called Farmageddon. Farmageddon, the unseen war on American family farms. This is the first time she's been able to put a film like this together. Obviously, she's a small farm advocate and a drinker of the kind of milk that I produce. Kristen, how are you doing?
Fine, thank you. How are you?
When's the last time you had some of that great Eastleigh Farm raw milk?
I always have milk in my refrigerator.
Yeah.
So raw milk.
Raw milk is the thing that is part of the focus here. So why don't we go back to the beginning, because a lot of people are not going to remember conversations. You've been getting a lot of press lately because of this, so maybe it helps with some people. But we ought to start with your story as to why you were interested in the sorts of things that you want to support. This film, although direct and maybe considered negative for some, it really has a positive spin. The ultimate goal is to reach for a positive conclusion, right?
Absolutely, yes. The ultimate goal is to support your local farmer.
Right. And how is your family, though? You got into this because of what was going on in your family.
I did. My son, when he was a preschooler, he was completely ridden with allergies and asthma. Doctors told me he was allergic to the world, and the medications just weren't helping. So I started doing research about why his immune system might be so depressed, and I found out that kids that grow up on farms don't get as many allergies. This is a widely known fact, and more research into that led me to the Weston Price Foundation, and I read a lot of testimonials on that site that people who had consumed raw milk and raw dairy products had been alleviated of their allergies.
Mm-hmm.
And so I gave it a try, and my son was completely cured of allergies. He's 16 now, and he's 6 feet tall. He wasn't growing on all those medications. He's healthy, and he doesn't even sniffle. He isn't allergic to anything at all. So it was pretty amazing.
The essence of what I've told folks growing up on the farm, being a farmer in addition to a broadcaster, I have been exposed to pretty much everything there is to be exposed to. I do have allergies to things, and they sometimes affect how I am able to perform my broadcast duties, but I have a very strong immune system to the point where I am pretty much, I think most people who know me would tell you that I was, quote-unquote, never sick. I don't think that's true. I think every once in a while I have a day when I don't feel so great, but mostly that's self-inflicted from eating bad food or something.
Yeah.
That I would probably have some control over. But in terms of being exposed, and I've seen this with younger children, my children are extraordinarily happy and they are better than most in terms of their ability to fight off things that the average person oftentimes now doesn't fight off. So now we have this circumstance where you and many other people are realizing how much better their health can be if they're on this good food, locally grown, et cetera, except that the big agribusinesses don't like it. So what's going on?
Well, then I found out that that these farms were getting raided around the country. People that were, I belong to three co-ops. I belong to a meat co-op and some vegetable CSAs, mm-hmm. and we try as much as possible to get our food directly from farms. We can't do it all the time, but mm-hmm. but we try. And I found out that these co-ops and small farms around the country were being raided by the government for trying to eat like we were.
Yeah.
So,
They're producing and selling the products that you're buying around here. When I say here, because you're in Eastern Massachusetts where I am, but the same problem exists all around, or the same opportunity exists all around the country now because the locavore movement is growing by leaps and bounds. But yet the ability for the government to deal with it because of the, I'm going to say this isn't your word, the stupidity and arrogance of these bureaucrats who are under the wing. It's so obvious what motivates them to do what they do. As a matter of fact, I had somebody from this one of the Massachusetts agencies out to my farm yesterday, and we were talking about he's frankly very supportive of these sorts of things, trying to save farms. That's his job. But we have other agencies in the state that are trying to put farms out of business. And this is what you see, whether it's the state level or the federal level. You've got some agencies that are very supportive and trying to help. You see Mrs. Obama, for example. Okay, we have all of this. Let's go grow your own garden and mm-hmm. get your own food locally, right? That's part of the message. And then we have the FDA trying to shut down people who are doing the stuff that you and I support and want.
Right. Exactly. So, one example in my movie as a woman that was in one of those food deserts in Ohio, she couldn't get healthy food at her own supermarkets, and she found 40 farmers around her that had no way to get their products to market. So she started a private buying club where she would go around to the different farms and collect food, bring it back to her house, and her neighbors would come pick it up, and the next week one of the other neighbors would drive around, get the food, and bring it back to her house. And it got bigger and bigger, and finally the Ohio Department of Agriculture caught wind of this and held 10 kids and 2 adults in a room for 6 hours while they under gunpoint, while they ransacked her house, took her computers, took all of her records, took her cell phones and her food for her personal use and from her private buying club, all because on the warrant, it said that she was operating a retail establishment without a license, which is a misdemeanor. Mm-hmm. So,
but she wasn't.
Well, these people, what they're doing is they're forming private buying clubs.
Right, so that's not retail. That's it's a private group.
It's not. They join beforehand and they give the farmers money up front in order to support.
And who is the government? And why does the government have to be involved in this at all? What is the government's purview here, other than overreaching and overreacting? What's its reason for being?
It was very hard for me to get a good answer when I finally had to go in order to try to get the other side of the story. I walked into New York Ag and Markets with my cameras blaring because in New York there was a raid also, mm-hmm. and their answer is always that they need to keep us safe. They're trying to keep the producer and the consumer safe, and that is why they need to conduct these raids. And, I have to...
It's ridiculous.
I have a different opinion of that.
Yeah, and so do I.
But they will tell you.
Yeah, Kristen Canty is here. Her new film is called Farmageddon. You can do a little research online. It's being screened in Arizona at the moment, in New York, Indiana, Ohio, during the month of September in Connecticut, Boulder, Colorado, Rosedale, New York, Salina, Kansas, but you can go to the website, which is farmageddon.com, I think, isn't it?
Yes, farmageddonmovie.com.
Farmageddonmovie.com.
It's also screening in Boston and San Francisco.
All right. I'm going to come see it's this weekend, isn't it, in Boston?
It's September 16th to the 22nd. It's a full week on the AMC Boston Common, 5 times a day.
All right, so I'm going to come. Maybe you and I'll grab you, and you can give me the old one, too. I want you to stick around for a few minutes. Anybody with thoughts or questions of Kristen Canty, you may feel free to call us at 800-510-8255. How do you think this affects you, this sort of thing, when the government does what this movie explains? You've heard me tell some of these stories independent of the movie, but we'll talk about some more of the instances that are presented in the movie. Farmageddonmovie.com. Kristen Canty's here on Good Day at 17 past the hour.
This is Troy Aikman.
And Hulk Hogan with another worry-free shopping tip.
You know, getting the brands you want doesn't have to mean worrying about a big credit card bill.
Man, I hate worrying. Gives me the hives.
Yeah. Anyways, at Rent-A-Center, you don't even need a credit card. And if you ever need to bring it back and stop paying, well, you can. So you never have to worry.
Hey, the hives are going away, brother.
Right now at Rent-A-Center, rent-to-own 60-inch LG plasmas for a special price, worry-free. See rentacenter.com for complete details and more information on the worry-free guarantee.
If you're like me, you have personal belongings that you hold dear. Belongings you can't live without. It's precisely why GEICO makes it easy to get renter's insurance for a really low rate. Renters can protect all their personal belongings for as little as $12 a month. What belongings do I hold dear? This karaoke machine and my vinyl record collection. You fancy a tune? Nah, I shouldn't. All right then. Are you going to Scarborough Fair?
Visit GEICO.com to see how affordable renter's insurance can be.
Hey guys, let's face it. Prostate problems are no laughing matter. But the facts are that the older you get, the more likely it is you will have prostate problems. So if you're constantly waking up at night to go, or you can't sit through the game without feeling like you're gonna burst, then maybe it is time to do something. That's where the prostate formula from Real Health Laboratories comes in. For over 15 years, the prostate formula by Real Health Labs has been helping tens of thousands of men support normal prostate function and free urinary flow. This comprehensive formula captures the natural protective compounds and clinically studied ingredients that are known to help you maintain a healthy prostate and puts them to work for you. For a limited time, listeners of this radio station will receive a special offer by going to www.prostateformula.com. That's prostateformula.com. The Prostate Formula by Real Health is available at drugstores everywhere. Just look for the blue and white box. Sick and tired of being tired from getting up to go? Visit www.prostateformula.com to find out more.
Guys, now's the time to build your wardrobe at Macy's. Buy one, get one free. Suits from Michael Kors, Kenneth Cole, Tommy Hilfiger, and more. Buy one, get one free. Dress shirts and neckwear from Kenneth Cole Reaction, Jeffrey Beam, Michael Kors, and more. Buy one, get one free. Casual and dress pants from Haggar, Perry Ellis Portfolio, and Kenneth Cole Reaction. Buy one, get one during Macy's Labor Day Sale. Savings off regular sale and clearance prices. Free item must be of equal or lesser value. Exclusions apply.
There are a million reasons Staples makes going back to school easy. Today's reason? A free Bic product when you buy any two. Mix and match pens, markers, pencils, highlighters, and correction tape. With a deal like this, you won't have to shop around. And you also won't have to hear,
"Mom, I need more pens. Stat."
Or,
"I just couldn't finish my homework, Mom. My pen ran out."
Or our favorite,
"I didn't know I needed number two pencil for that test."
Get a free Bic product when you buy any two. Staples. That was easy. In-store only. Free item must be of equal or lesser value. Ends 9/3/11.
The conversation continues. We have the producer and director of Farmageddon, a movie which is all about the war on American family farms and how this affects you, your healthy choices, etc., the ability to make a choice at all. 21 after on Good Day.
What nutrition are you missing that's leading to the four major diseases? Cancer, arthritis, heart disease, and Parkinson's. There are at least 80,000 medical studies that show a lack of the protein glutathione to be linked to cancer, heart disease, Parkinson's, macular degeneration, lung disease, digestive diseases, diabetes, Alzheimer's, ALS, rheumatoid arthritis, and lupus. In all, at least 68 diseases. What is the number one food by which your body is most empowered to increase its glutathione production? It is undamaged whey protein from grass-fed cows. One World Whey is truly the first undamaged whey protein powder on the market. All other whey proteins are damaged by heat, chemicals, and filtration. One World Whey is now the standard by which all other whey protein powders can be measured. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325 or visit OneWorldWay.com. That's OneWorld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Already 2011 is a record-breaking year for disasters. Are you prepared? Your family is your most precious asset. Could you feed them in case of emergency, food shortage, or job loss? At eFoods, we offer delicious ready-made meals. Cheesy chicken and rice casserole, beef stroganoff, chili with dumplings, with the longest storable shelf life and easily prepared in minutes by simply adding to boiling water. Get your six free meals by just paying a small shipping fee. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Stored in sturdy containers to grab and go in an emergency. Emergency food at guaranteed lowest prices. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Order your six free meals now and get free shipping on all other orders. Hearty, affordable food. Try it for flavor. Buy it for life. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Get your six free meals shipped today.
Now 23 after the hour, the Doug Steffen Good Day program around the country and around the world at DougSteffen.com. You go to FarmageddonMovie.com and get the gist of what is the focus here. A lot of raids by your government officials going in to try to put family farms out of business. They do it under the guise of saying they want to protect you from those bad farmers who are producing bad food. Last time I checked, Kristen, there has been no real problem with food produced on small farms. All of the problems with the big recalls all come from the huge mega farm concerns. The names we all know, Cargill, ADM, companies related to Dow and Monsanto. I don't remember anybody who's doing $500,000 to $1 million a year in business falling into this bucket. Do you?
No, they haven't been. And the food safety bill that was recently passed by Congress, advertised itself as a bill that was going to help protect against these huge corporations. And they're spending all their time on the small farms.
Right. The huge corporations are the ones who got the bill written so they can try to screw the small farmers. And if it hadn't been for one of the senators who comes from a farm state, getting it modified so that people who run farms that are under 500, I guess under a million in business, wouldn't be affected. The things that were being required by the bill would put every small farmer out of business, and they knew that going into it. And they were told that by every advocate for the small farmer. It's like this war, and that's really why the movie's called Farmageddon. It is a war not only against the small family farm, because the locavore movement is growing so fast, and it affects the guys that run the big supermarket chains, the people who are producing milk, the wholesale, the one company that controls 70-some-odd percent of the fluid milk supply in the whole country. They want to keep guys like me who are selling raw milk as far away from the reality of being able to sell as can be possible. So they influence the Department of Public Health. I told this story on the air before, how 48 people testified on behalf of my application to be able to sell raw milk here in the town where I am. And the only three people who opposed it of the 48 that testified were all employees of the Department of Public Health. It's just, why do we put up with it? That's the question. Why does everybody roll over or listen to this pap from these morons that continue to feed us the stuff you said the guys know how we want to protect this? Or what am I, not smart enough to be able to figure on my own what I want to buy and what works for me?
Right. I mean, the people that are buying raw milk and other foods directly from farms, they're spending an awful lot of time researching and trying to eat and trying to buy the foods that
right.
are
they're smart about
them.
What they eat.
Yeah,
they're always
they're
the intelligent.
Very educated.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. All right. So what other examples do you have in this film, the raids that have taken place around the country on these small farms?
Well, unfortunately, they've been increasing. Two recent ones that aren't in my film, the FDA recently did a one-year sting operation on Dan Algier, an Amish farmer in Pennsylvania,
right,
for selling raw milk. And an example that is in my film, the Rawson Club out in California, in Los Angeles, it's illegal to sell raw milk in California. And these people started, again, a private buying club, mm-hmm, and they were raided the first time, and no charges were pressed. And then the FDA, again, did a sting operation for a year and infiltrated the private buying club, and recently arrested the owner, a farmer that supplied them, and a Weston Price chapter leader, quite like myself, who was helping people find these foods, and charged them with a felony to commit conspiracy, and the conspiracy was to sell raw milk, which is a misdemeanor. So how they could be charged with a felony to commit a misdemeanor is beyond me, but one of the farmers was in jail for an entire week, and they are being charged.
Yeah. So there is this sort of thing going on all over the country. People need to, this is where the evolution or revolution begins. When you start telling people what they can or cannot choose for food, or you dictate what's available and take away that which, again, is what most people who are smart want to have available, then you're going to start a chain of events that these people haven't thought through. That's really what it boils down to. This would be the end. When you get in the way of people being able to get what they want to eat, that's when it all crumbles, I think, anyway. What do you think, Kristen?
I agree. And in my movie, there's an example, too, of the FDA during a law case actually stating in writing that people do not have the right to bodily health and that they do not have the right to consume the foods of their choice.
But it's not guaranteed by the Constitution, I think.
And I differ with that opinion strongly.
Of course. I mean, how much money is being spent? Here we have all these deficits. How much money is being spent to ragtime these small farmers and try to get them? The only good thing about that FDA bill is it hasn't been funded and probably won't be funded because we have a budget crunch. But that doesn't keep these guys from trying to do what they can do without the funding.
They've still taken on an amazing amount of power. They've been shutting down raw artisanal cheese producers that haven't made anybody sick, an elderberry juice producer, and they've been spending millions of dollars on these sting operations.
Yeah. Your government at war with you. That's part of the theme here with Farmageddon. Check out farmageddonmovie.com. Kristen Canty is the producer and director of it. Good to have you on, Kristen. Thanks and continued success with this. The message needs to be spread around. Half past the hour on Good Day.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours, too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection actions so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved, guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
The food storage industry leader has done it again.
Introducing FDG Clubs and Survival Bucks from the Freeze Dry Guy. For over 39 years, the Freeze Dry Guy has served various government agencies and the private sector with the finest in storable foods and emergency rations. If you've wanted to build emergency food supplies but couldn't afford it, now you can. Go to freezedryguy.com, click on products, and look for the Freeze Dry Guy Clubs to pay as you go. Now you can build food storage without going into debt. Choose from a payment range of $95 to $450 per month. Our clubs work with everyone's budget. Plus, when you join Freeze Dry Guy Clubs, you'll get additional rewards. For example, this month, get 10% back in survival bucks on all purchases in the Freeze Dry Guy product line, plus free shipping within the lower 48 states on any order amount. Hurry, go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. The Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
Stefan.com, what'd you say?
We don't mess around. We have a full orchestra.
We do. That's right. We do.
Forget a band.
33 and change after the hour. The Doug Stefan Good Day program for Friday. Got to have some television news. I actually will impart to you the names of people that I'm going to be traveling to Israel with in December.
Ooh.
Only because it's an interesting list of television folks.
Really?
Ah, yes. That's in
I
a few minutes here.
Hear.
I know you can't. So, we're talking about food here, the business, the movie Farmageddon. I noticed we have a couple of things at DougStefan.com today. Domino's Pizza is planning to open a restaurant on the moon. Looks like that'll be...
Yeah. Weird, right?
I wonder if they're going to still be able to guarantee 30-minute delivery.
Yeah. Sometimes it feels like they're on the moon.
Yeah, waiting long enough for the... Okay, and we have this burger... The barbecue bulge, and we're going to deal with that, I guess, later on, aren't we? This is a big weekend. We talk about barbecuing and the grilling and stuff as we get into Memorial Day, and it seems like yesterday was Memorial Day, and now we're on the Labor Day weekend, and a lot of people are going to be doing a lot of grilling, and so Richie has found somebody who's pretty good at beating the barbecue bulge. And I guess this would be cooking the right stuff on the grill, right?
Absolutely.
Yeah, you cook the right stuff on the grill. And then there is a story today at DougStefan.com about what science has created in the food department. You might want to check this out, the world's first test tube burger.
That sounds gross.
They use muscle cells. They're going into production next year, creating a meat that does not harm animals. Wow, this is going to be big, right? What the hell is this stuff?
Sounds if it doesn't come to me.
A synthetic panda bear steak, among other things.
A panda bear steak.
Cost $220,000 to produce.
Huh.
And will feel like squid.
Ew.
Scientists are salivating over the prospect of the first test tube burger, which could be less than a year away. Sausages and other... processed meat products could swiftly follow. So we want to have an artificial pork chop, an artificial sausage, an artificial sirloin steak. No more using... What they've done is they have these huge vats of muscle cells. This sounds completely gross,
it's
by the
gross.
Way.
It's gross.
Doesn't it sound... I mean,
nasty.
Whatever's growing around inside. Yeah.
And what's the long-term effects of this? We have no idea.
What comes from...
Eating test tube food.
Eating test tube meat?
What's the difference in having test tube animals eventually be your dinner?
Well, what you talking about either. Cloning? That's kind of what this is. Cloned meat, but I don't have to go. You're not going to grow an animal. You're just going to grow the meat.
Right.
That's what this is. They take the muscle cells and they can recreate pig pork. In New Science magazine this month, there's an outline of incubated protein broth. Where they take
this whole thing just makes me sick.
Microscopic cells that multiply many times over. It's like yogurt. That's really what it is. The sticky tissues of an undercooked egg is how they described it. This sounds really
This sounds delicious.
Gross,
I love man. Sticky tissue for breakfast.
Right.
They have like a comic or like a little chart of how it works.
Right. Yeah. Tissue is taken from the animal's muscle. The stem cells are extracted from the tissue. The muscle cells are grown under the tension in the artificial tension to bulk them up. And then they grind them up for burgers. Muscle fibers.
Moving on.
Okay, well, there's a poll today, Jennifer, at DougStefan.com. What do you think about meat being created in a laboratory? A, science is amazing. I can't wait to try it. B, interesting, but I'll wait and see after it's tested. C,
you go first.
Just like diet food, it'll never be as good as the real thing. And D, sounds like a bad horror movie.
Oh, I'll pass.
Yeah. All right, so yesterday's poll, by the way, at DougStefan.com. Will you be buying the Star Wars set when it comes out on Blu-ray in a couple of weeks? See how this shook out, Richie. 24% no, I don't like Star Wars anymore. 21% said, no, I'm fine with my DVDs. 19% said, I've never seen Star Wars. What? What?
Wow.
Huh?
What?
That's a lot.
Wow.
19% of our listeners responding to this poll had never seen Star Wars? How is that possible?
You know, I had seen it, but it was all blended into one movie for me. So I finally rewatched everything, and now I've got it.
16% said, what's a Blu-ray? That I can understand.
Jennifer, is Star Wars really a guy thing?
Yeah, absolutely. But I mean, it was good and entertaining, but it's definitely guy material.
We're the only ones that watch it 103 times.
Exactly. And quote, yes.
All right. Anyway, so that's the poll. Check the poll out today, and it'll be there over the weekend. Meat being created in the laboratory, plus the story itself at DougStefan.com, the Franken meal.
Franken meal.
Franken meal.
Franken meat.
Franken meat.
On sale for $200,000 a pound.
Now, we've been talking about food because of the movie Farmageddon, and we go back to that for a minute. As I said, Jennifer's got her television news, and I have a list of the people who are going to go with me, or I'm going to go with them over on a trip to Israel. A lot of things going on in Israel, and when I was asked to go this week, I said, yep. And I didn't know who I was going to go with until last night. Anyway, back to the data and the official information. This is how crazy the government is. I have in front of me a report done by MD and PhD Dr. Ted Beals, who has written in a magazine an op-ed piece about data that he has gleaned from the government, government-sanctioned reports on foodborne illnesses, et cetera, to counter what the government itself says. You know, what you heard Kristen Candy say, the government says blah, 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 blah. But what the government really says and what the government says it says are shockingly two different things. Dr. Beals has researched foodborne illnesses, and his research shows that the risk of contracting foodborne illnesses by consuming raw milk, for example, is smaller than the risk from becoming ill from any other food that exists on the planet. How do you like that?
Wow.
Well, I mean, you can chide me all you want to, but I mean, it just...
Rich. Such smarty pants.
Yeah. Mr. Smarty Pants.
You were just so excited about that factoid.
Well, but you know what it does? It sort of, it takes my little niche, Yeah. And the explanation that Kristen, this isn't all about raw milk, it's about food in general.
Yeah.
And the government telling you that they want to protect you when, in fact, the government's own data proves that raw milk is safer than pretty much any other food that exists on the planet. So how is it that we roll over and we hear, and that's why you ought to go see this movie, we hear all these stories. This is information that he gleaned between 2007 and 2011 at the Center for Disease Control, and the studies include work that was done on 9 million people. So you think that's a fairly conclusive study? I'd say it was. Sales of raw milk have increased in the last year in California alone 25%. I will tell you here in Massachusetts where I am, my business is double this year what it was last year at this time when I first opened the store. So that means I'm selling twice as much of everything, mostly raw milk and raw cheeses. But the ice cream, certainly, it's not raw milk ice cream. It's just really good ice cream. But people are all upset, and they see that. See, they don't pay attention to the things like the FDA safety, the Food Safety Enhancement Act. Okay, that sounds great to everybody, right? We're going to protect the source of food.
Of course.
But they're not really protecting anybody. They're screwing the people that want to have choices by telling you that they're smarter than you are. And, in fact, the press release here, I'll hold it up for the camera. See it right there, Richie?
I do.
There
it is.
Unpasteurized goat milk, cheeses, yogurts that have been a part of the study prove from government information that what they're doing is counter to what their own facts support. And she was making reference to that Venice grocery store, Jennifer, where they seized the unmarked jugs of raw milk.
Mm-hmm.
And closed. This is the woman. There was that in Venice. There was another one going on in Ventura County, just in California alone. And it isn't just raw milk. It's raw juices. You know, most of the stuff that you get, for example, the orange juice you buy, the grape juice you buy in the store, and the usual, that's all pasteurized. You can get raw juices if you go to a store that specializes in raw food. I'll never forget the trip into the store, and I wish I could remember. It's a co-op in Albuquerque. Those of you listening in Albuquerque, a great natural food co-op that I went to visit last time I was in Albuquerque. It's exactly what most communities want. If you go to many of the quote-unquote progressive cities around the country, they have these stores that are offering raw everything. How many times have you heard any doctor, for the most part, tell you that if you get raw food into your body, it's more healthy? Now you can say, okay, Doug, you say sushi's not good for you. I just happen to not choose because I think sushi is subject to when it's fresh, but it gets laid around. And
yeah, you have to. You don't want to go into a sushi restaurant you're not familiar with.
Right, exactly.
So why don't you have a juicer at your house?
I do.
How come you don't use it? Every time I see you drinking juice, it's out of a bottle of some sort, and it's
But I'm buying the juice. I go to the Whole Foods store and Trader Joe's and I buy the stuff.
You pay all that money for this big-time juice when you just...
It takes
It does
time.
Take a while, yeah.
Can I give you a tip that I just learned yesterday?
Yeah, yeah.
About juice?
Yeah.
Carrot juice, raw carrot juice. You're supposed to drink it 2 or 3 times a week because it prevents macular degeneration because that runs
your
in
eyes.
My family.
Yeah.
Went to the eye doctor yesterday. She said 2-3 servings of raw carrot juice a week and you're good to go.
There you go.
So
tastes awful, but it's good for you.
Oh, it does.
Raw carrot juice is abominable. Maybe put something in it.
Drink it fast. That's what I do. Just shoot it down.
Yeah. So anyway, the county prosecutors in L.A. are all over this sort of thing. But you look at the pictures of these food raids and how the government agencies, you can look at the pictures and it shows and it proves that the government acted illegally. They took all of this guy's inventory. The pictures reveal the truth, and you can find that on the Farmageddon website. You can find any number of websites now because, again, people are getting wise to this. So it's interesting to see what other countries. Somebody told me yesterday, it was the guy from the state who said, I was recently in Europe, and I saw raw milk available in dispensers.
Really?
I told you that 100 times. You can go to any major city in Europe and you get raw milk in a dispenser the same as you get Coca-Cola here.
Wow.
What does that tell you? Anyway, I'm all about helping the farmers survive, and I think knowing this information, having people know what is around, is important. Speaking of things that are important, Jennifer is going to update us with some television news, and I'm going to tell you who from the world of television is going with me to Israel in a couple of months. That's up next year on Good Day.
My wife's monthly trip to the beauty salon was really adding up. I mean, between dyeing her roots and trimming the dead ends, we were going dead broke. So to save some money, I'm cutting it for her. While she sleeps. No, don't wake up yet. Go to sleep, go to sleep. You're almost gorgeous. Oh, she's gonna love this.
There's an easier way to save. Get online. Go to Geico.com. Get a quote. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Eventually, it's going to happen. You'll turn the key and your engine won't start. Don't lose your ability to get around. Visit O'Reilly Auto Parts for a superstart battery. Whether it's a reliable economy, hardworking premium, or powerful extreme, you'll find it in stock at an everyday low price. Don't let a dead battery get you down. Visit O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices every day.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Everyone knows that Cosmo's considered the Bible, a magazine that provides women with all the info they need to have more satisfying relationships and hotter sex lives. But you may not realize that millions of men regularly sneak a peek at it. Well, now there's good news for male Cosmo fans. The brand has just launched CFG, Cosmo for Guys, an interactive monthly app for iPad packed with tips on understanding and pleasing a woman, both in and out of bed. Kate White, editor-in-chief of Cosmo.
The idea for CFG really came from men themselves. They often tell us that they love reading Cosmo because they want to find out what makes females tick. With CFG, we tell them everything they're dying to know. Guys will love all the secrets we reveal, from the touch thousands of women crave in bed to the five words you should never say on a date.
Find the CFG, Cosmo for Guys iPad app on the App Store or at iTunes.com/App Store.
12 before the hour on Doug Steffens' Good Day Tahoe in Albuquerque. What's the name of that store?
Hey, Wild Oats, I believe, is the one you're speaking of.
Wild Oats.
Oats.
Is it? That's the chain, though. Isn't there? There was a locally run store. I met the lady who's the manager.
And well, yeah, the two that I know of is either Wild Oats or Sunflower.
Sunflower. I think it's Sunflower. They have they identify all the food and where it's from. It's in a little mall. It's a really charming store. Is that the one?
Then it's Sunflower, the one you're speaking
yeah,
of.
Yeah, I think it's Sunflower. Yeah, good, good, good. I'm happy to give them a plug.
Hey, Doug.
Yeah.
I had a quick question. A couple of weeks ago, you started, when you start your conversations, you sometimes get off on a tangent and
you didn't
finish it.
No, really? Never.
You said there was an I never would believe that. But you said there was an actual federal report on the benefits or that raw milk was safe, but you didn't finish it. Tell us so we could follow up.
I just finished it. I just finished it.
That was the report you were speaking
about? That was the report I was talking about, yeah.
Okay, you didn't lead on the same
way. Just Google Dr. Ted Beals, B-E-A-L-S, or Weston A. Price Foundation, all right?
I will do that. Thank you very much, sir.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Thank you.
All right. So, Jennifer.
I want your big announcement first, Dougie.
All right. Here are the people with whom I am supposed to travel to Israel. You ready?
Sure.
I'm ready.
Emmy Award-winning Katie Sagal of Sons of Anarchy.
Oh, your favorite.
Greg Grunberg, co-star of Heroes and Lost.
I love him.
And.
Yes.
And.
Hold on.
Chloe. From 24.
No.
I said to the fellow who's organizing this, I'll go if you let me sit next to Mary Lynn Resgab, who played Chloe.
She's
going
to hate your guts.
Why would she hate my guts? You love me. What do you mean?
And then on this episode, when Jack did this, and then you sent him this up to his phone. And then,
I still cry about Edgar dying.
And then, hold on one second. I have to go hit on what's your name?
Okay. Very nice.
Mrs. Bundy. Oh, Mrs. Bundy, you're so hot. So anyway, Chloe.
It's 51, but you're foolish. 51 past it.
I rock.
If you drive for a living, you don't get paid to stop or wait in line. Keep your wheels moving with PrePass. Bypass way stations. Fly by port of entry facilities. Stay moving at highway speed while the guy without PrePass waits in line. Save time, save money. Call 888-401-PASS to try PrePass free. That's 888-401-PASS.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
Big Berkey water filters are in high demand. Storable foods are also in high demand. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has always kept our focus on the Berkey water filter products, but increasingly, our customers have been asking for storable foods. After months of research, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com now offers great-tasting, long-lasting, storable foods. These ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches. All you do is just add water, and because they're sealed so well, they come with a 25-year shelf life. Combine our Berkey water filters, which are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water with our storable foods, and you have a winning combination. Remember, we offer free shipping on every order over $50, and GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY today.
Get away.
53 after the hour now. Doug Steffens' Good Day program. Fridays at this time in the Better Living Box, we bring Tom Parsons into your life. He's the editor and publisher of bestfares.com, which keeps you up to date. As a matter of fact, offers you special deals you can't get anyplace else. You go to Tom's picture, which is in the contributors box at DougSteffens.com. Click on the info, including some upgrades, first and business class news from American Airlines, and some fares that are, I guess you'd refer to them as pretty attractive. We'll find out how this all works and benefits you in just a moment here on Good Day.
There are a million reasons Staples makes going back to school easy. Today's reason? A free $100 Visa prepaid card via Easy Rebate when you buy a student laptop and show a current school ID. This incredible offer means your student can start school with a powerful new Windows laptop. It also means you won't have to hear,
"You're giving me your old laptop, Mom? It's so big."
At Staples, you'll find four powerful and portable student laptops from HP, Dell, and Toshiba. Even the amazing Samsung Princeton with the new Intel Core technology.
"Hey, Mom! The X key is missing." That's not an important letter, I guess.
And don't forget the $100 Visa prepaid card. Just be sure you take advantage of this offer soon.
"Mom, what is a floppy disk?"
Who knows? With that free $100 Visa prepaid card from Staples, you might be surprised at what you hear.
"Hey, thanks, Mom."
Who says money can't buy love? Staples. That was easy. Visa card issued by JPMorgan Chase Bank N.A. pursuant to a license from Visa USA Incorporated. Terms and conditions apply to the card. Details at staples.com/student offer.
Get to Macy's Labor Day sale for 25 to 60% savings store-wide. Plus an extra 15 or 10% off with your WOW Savings Pass or Macy's Star Rewards card. Take an extra 30% off fashion and home clearance items. Get a $10 savings card with any denim purchase. Take 40% off first impressions for baby. And save 60% on hotel collection bedding. Macy's Labor Day sale. Savings off regular, original sale and clearance prices.
All right. Let's get to Tom and his information. First of all, you have in the Better Living box at DougSteffens.com, we're carrying information that you have blogged about at Best Fares about American upgrades, first and business class. Obviously, I'm interested in that because of me flying them and having that. What's that all about?
They're just doing a bunch of hype on some, you know, comfort levels, you know, you know, things in that order.
Changing the seats and...
actually, they're giving you comforters and pajamas. Like, really? I really care. I really have a price discount. Okay, but
comfortable seat. With
I can always go out and buy my pajamas. Okay, so...
Yeah.
And what we do have on that page today, there's about 20 different travel certificates, or what we call promo codes. And if you've been on the internet, folks, you know what I'm talking about. You go out there and you Google promo codes for whatever company. Well, we found 20 of them right now, and some of them are 10%. Some of them are the select destinations. They can be across the United States to big cities like New York or Boston and San Francisco to L.A. from over 100 U.S. cities. So, and then there's some to Hawaii and then Dallas and San Francisco and Orlando on different airlines. So if you're looking to go somewhere this fall, then you always hear, we talked about, Doug and I were talking right before it came on the air, Tuesdays are very important days. Because if you book on weekends, like this weekend, no airfare sales. There's a few, okay, but not a lot. But come Tuesday, that's when 80% of the airfare sales go on. On Thursdays, about 80% of them go away. And if you book Tuesday afternoons, probably through Thursday night, and then get the cheapest airfares you can for your destination, plus take another 5, 6, 7, 10, 20% off whatever we have on the travel certificate, that's how you get the best airfares.
All right, so you go to bestfares.com for that.
And please, it's on your site, too.
DougStephan.com. Again, Tom's picture. Click on that, and it brings you up to date on all of these things.
Can I bring up one thing about travel insurance?
About 45 seconds, please.
Okay, you see what happened with the Royal Caribbean and Carnival down there when the hurricane went through there?
Yep.
They left 4 hours early. Mm-hmm. Carnival took care of their customers and missed the boat. Royal Caribbean said, sorry, Charlie. And also, when you're traveling on a cruise, it's an international port. I know you don't need a passport, but why not take one? Because there's a lot of folks who could have made that trip if they just had the passport to get to the next destination. And even if you have emergency while you're on a cruise, how are you getting back from Puerto Vallarta or Aruba or somewhere like that if you don't have a U.S. passport and you have to leave the ship early?
I would say that'd be pretty problematic, wouldn't it, huh?
I think so.
Yeah. Get a passport. You know that only about 30%, less than a third of our country has a passport? The only progressive country in the world where so few people have passports. Amazing. I mean, Europe, pretty much everybody's got a passport. All right, Tom Parsons, check out the info on him at DougStephan.com. And more importantly, how you can save. That's there at the connection at DougStephan.com.